Weiter in Shas, we are in Shavuos Daf Beis. Mazel for all those who finished with Seches Makas. And let's go, let's do this. This is very exciting. Zakta Heilige Mishnah. Now, before I even jump in, I'm not giving a whole intro over here because there are so many introductions for me that's so much to talk about. Just we're gonna build as we go. There's something known as a Shavua. A Shavua is a swear, and we're gonna jump in right now to something called the Shavuos Bitoy. There are various different types of swears. I think in total comes out to like 7 or so. But one of them is known as the Shavuos Bitoy, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. And the Mishnah says, Shavuos, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Shavuos are 2, which come out to be 4. And the Rashi right away tells us, we're talking about, like we said, a Shavuos Bitoy. Bitoy means from a lesson of utterance. So Shavuos is a swear or an oath. So an utterance means just like when your lips, you know, you say something. Not because you're compelled to, not because you have to, but you decide to go ahead and to do something. That's called a Shavuos Bitoy. Now, there are 4 different types of Shavuos Bitoy. 2 of them are written explicitly in the Torah, and 2 of them are learned out. The ones that are written explicitly in the Torah are written in a fashion where it is, someone says, I swear I will do something, or I swear I will not do something. Let's say, I swear I'm going to eat a steak or a cookie or whatever. It says, I swear I won't eat a cookie. So that's about the future, and that is about I will and I won't. That is what's written explicitly in the Torah. What's not written explicitly in the Torah is the past, but that's also understood to be as well. So a person says, I swear I ate a cookie, I swear I didn't eat a cookie, then those are also known as, that's the 2 that ends up to be 4. So like we said, 1 future I will, 1 future I will not is explicit in the Torah, and then we have 1 past I did, 1 past I didn't is what's learned out. If a person violates that, then it depends if they did it b'shogeg or b'mezid. If they did it b'shogeg, then the Torah itself tells us that what they have to bring is a carbon olah v'yored. A carbon olah v'yored, folks, is a very interesting type of carbon, because it's not like telling you X amount. You're supposed to bring a certain type of animal. If you can't afford it, though, olah v'yored means up and down, then we go down, then you go out and you bring some types of birds. If they can't afford that, you bring some type of flower, and it goes down and down and down. That's known as a carbon olah v'yored. If you did these things with shogeg, and with that introduction, let's start again. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, says Rashi, Shavuos Bitoy Sfasayim HaKosav Medaber. I'm sorry, HaKosav B'vayikra Eitzel Carbon Olivi Yared Kamer. It says by a carbon over there, Kenim Afarish B'Parak Shlishi Daf Chaf Achaf Shtayim Ksivi B'kra Dichsev is to say in the puzzle itself. Dichsev, it says Vayikra Lehara O Lehete, for bad or for good. Umafarish B'Mishnah B'Parak Shlishi Daf Chafei Uchel Ochel lehetiv, lo ochel lara. Doesn't mean little bad or good. It means active or not. I'm will do or I won't do. Right? Mufarish mishtah perik shlishi chafei ochel lehetiv, lo ochel lara. Shemanu es atzma v'hu adin lechol davar shuhein v'lav la'ba d'lehara o lehetiv la'ba mashma. With Paragimel, for the psukim over there. The point is that it comes out that it doesn't mean bad and good, it means I will or I won't do, future and then past. Says next Rashi Shane Dalid, Yeshlo Abbas, we reboy Suvim, we learn it out from the extra psukim, Kidam Farish Paragimel. And like it says over there, and we'll get there. Next. Yidiyos HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. Yidiyos HaTumah. Yidiyos means to know something, and Tumah means Tumah. And that is where a person is whose Tameh is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash and not allowed to eat Kachim. Those are the explicit ones that a person is not allowed to go in and they say, oh, I forgot that I was Tameh, and they went into the Beis HaMikdash. So I forgot that I was Tameh and I ate something which is Kachim. Those are explicit. Then we have the ones I knew I was Tameh, I just didn't know I was in the Beis HaMikdash. I knew I was Tameh, I just didn't realize that I was eating Kachim. Those are going to be the 4. Yidiyos HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba. Says Rashi, Chi of Karban Olav Yorid Machmas Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. The Mikdash, going into the Mikdash Kedoshav, eating Kachim. Haksuva Eitzel Shavuos Bitoy. It's written by Shavuos Bitoy, which is by the Olav Yorid Shtikl. O Nefesh Kisiga, etc. V'Alfina V'Pirkin Shehein HaKosav B'Darbe Elav Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav Shenichas V'Shogeg. The Mikdash first goes into the Mikdash V'Shogeg. Acher Tuma Zu after the tummy, O Ochel Basar Kodesh. Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Ksiva Dixiv Vne'ela Mimenu, that he forgot about it, Vutame, Mashrasinis Alma Mimenu Tuma, Vaide Oso Helam Ochel Kodesh, Hare Achas O Shenich Lemikdash, Hare Shtayim. right? He ate the Kodesh forgetting, or he went in his time. That's what it's called, Yedias, because you knew and you forgot. You didn't realize this is Kodesh, you didn't realize this is Mikdash. But you remember that you were Tamei. Yetzias Shabbos, the opening Mishnah in Shabbos. Yes, Shabbos time. Saying Abba also, Yetzias Shabbos. There's two types of Yetzias, right? You can't go from Yisravam to Yisayachid. There are two, which end up being four. Says Rashi Hakadosh, Hotzi Meir Yisayachid Yisravim, Lamadnu Min Amikar Shechayev. The Perka Zorik of Mesechus Shabbos of Tzadiv of the base. Mi Vayitzav Moshe. Moshe commanded Vayaviru Kol B'Machad. He let out a call in the machane, in the camp. The Moshe said, no man or woman should do any work towards the gift of the sanctuary. And the people stopped from bringing. The Gemara over there in Shabbos explains that Moshe was in Levium, Machane Levia, which is Rishus HaRabim. Because right, everybody used to come to learn over there, and you said to the people to stop their work for the Mishkan, meaning bringing gifts from their tents, which are Rishus HaYachid, to the public, which is the camp of the Machane Leviyah, which is Harabim. And this definition of work is, we learn it from the end of the pasuk, and the people stopped from bringing, showing that the work referred to was the actual bringing, that they're bringing stuff. Rashi explains, Zehu Shtayim, this is the two, Achas L'omid B'chutz, V'hoshit Yadu Lefnim, V'notol Chayfetz, V'hotzio L'chutz. One is that a person is standing outside of something, he sticks his hand into Rishus HaYachid, he takes an object and he brings it outside, V'achas L'omid B'fnim, someone standing inside, V'notol Chayfetz M'mkomo, V'hotzio B'yado V'nicho B'chutz, and he takes it and he puts it outside. And there's another two, which are the flip cases over there. So it comes out two, which are four. Mars Negayim Shnayim, Negayim. Oh, the Rubin strikes again. This week's parsha, Negayim of Tzaras. There's two types that come out to be really four types, says Rashi. Maris Negayim, Shamitzara Mevi Aleim Karban Latayraso Shnayim Ksuvim Mikra Seis Ubaheres. Vein Chalukin B'Marein K'tufar Shemara. That Seis Ubaheres is written explicitly. Shein Arba Yishlo Rabos told the Lazu. Vitoda Lazu, give the first one of the Vitoda of each one of these, and they're included. So the two types that you have to bring a carbon for, it says straight up, is the Seis and the Sapachas. Now, each of them have a Tolda, which is also going to be Tzeras, that the Gemara is going to explain over there. What we're about to say now is going on the concept of Tuma, as Rashi points out. He says that Kule Atuma Kai, all this is going on, the Avdu of Tuma. As Sheyesh Ba Yediyah Betchila V'Yediyah Besof, V'Helem Bein Tayim Harei Zeh Ba'Oli V'Yorid. In a situation whereby it's a tuma, you can't go into the base. I mean, it's betuma. You can't eat kachim betuma. So if you're dealing with that situation where there's yediyah, you know you're tame, and you know at the end afterwards. In other words, I know I became tame. That's number one. And at the end, I realize the fact that I was tame. But there was a moment in the middle. We'll call it stage two. I know in one. I know in three. I don't know in stage two. Then that's v'helem b'tayim. Then that is over there. Rizab Ola V'yorid, and Midchayev a carbon Ola V'yorid. And this is what Rashi says. That is all going on. B'gomar Mefarish, Amay Mefarish, Emili D'Toma B'Reisha V'Yetzias, Omaras Kol Chadav Chadav Mefarish V'Sachas D'Day. All these are in their own Mesechtas. L'Hachi Lo Parshinu B'Hayim Mesechta V'Hat T'Ninhu Hacha Mishum D'Dom and La'Dadi B'Shtayim Shein Abba. All these have their own Mesechtas. Nedarim, and you have Mesechtas Nedarim, you have Mesechtas Nazir, you have Mesechtas, you have Mesechtas. Why are you putting it over here? It's just because they're similar to one to the next over here. Two that are four. V'Yediyah B'Sof, Misha Achal Es HaKodesh B'Helem, O Nechaz HaMikdash V'Yatzav V'Nodolo, Shebetumah Achal O'Betumah Nechaz Oyvei, V'Helem In Tayim, says Rashi, Kisha Achal Es HaKodesh Nelba Mimenu Tumah O Kodesh, V'Chen Nechaz HaMikdash Nelba, so to somebody goes into the Mikdash, Nelba Mimenu Tumah, oh, Mikdash, it was, you know, you forgot about this, Tuma Mikdash. Then the person is going to be Chayva Olav Yor. It says, Rashi, erase him a carbon in the first post of Parsha. Then you'll be Chayva the carbon that brings down in Vayikra for that thing. Le Ashir Chatas Behema, or Ani Oaf, right? Someone is rich, bring a festive Behema. Poor person brings an Oaf. With the Dal Shabadal, someone is really poor. Asir Saifa brings a tenth of flour. Vihi Minchas Chote, that's called the Minchas Chote. Ha'amur b'chol makom. That's a mincha schote. The mincha of a sinner. That's all they can afford is the flour. Del Lashon Ola v'Yored, and that's what the Lashon Ola, excuse me, Yored comes from, La'asher Ola, La'ani, Yored, v'gamara mefarish minole, debi yudiyah b'tchilu v'sofa, helen bein time. Except, how do you know that that's the circumstance that the pasuk is talking about?
Now, what about a situation where the guy knew he was tamei? You know, he had stage one, and then he forgot stage two, and then he never gets to stage three. He never goes to remember again. He totally forgets about it. Yesh ba'yidia b'tchilavim, but yidia b'sof. He totally forgets about the whole thing, but he did do this iser. Then sa'ir ha'nase b'fnim v'yom ha'kipurim tole atshivadalo v'yavi ba'ole v'yoreit.
On Yom Kippur, there are a bunch of karbanos that are brought, and now it says, Seir Nase Befnim, Shlosha Seirim, Nasin Letzibor B'Yom HaKippurim. There are three Seirim that are brought, these are goats, three male goats that are brought for the Tzibor on Yom Kippur. Echad Matan Damo Lefim, once you give the blood on the inside, V'Chavero Mishtalech La'azazel, and the other one you sent down to this La'azazel part, K'mash HaKosav V'Achari Mos, V'echad Karvim Mizbech HaChitzon, one is brought in as a carbon in the Mizbech HaChitzon, B'Musafin, V'hu Kosav V'Parshas Pinchas, Im Shar Kol Musfei HaMoados. So what happens is, if I, let's say, become Tamei, and then I go into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, I knew originally I was Tamei, I forgot about it, and I went in, and I totally forget the whole thing, so I never did tshuva. And what happens is, Tole, those things, these karbanos that we do on Yom Kippur, the Seir Naseh Befnim, V'yom Akipurim Tole, it holds off any sort of punishment. It protects me until I come to the recognition. It becomes known to me what I did, and then I have to go out to bring the Olav Yoret. Says Rashi, Tole Lahagdin Olav Mene Yisurin, Shafu Bisheni Odea Shechata, Yeshlo Lidog, Shekola Shogigin Srichin Kapara, the Cheshayedu Alma Kodam Yedia Anushimhein. Right? So what happens is it holds off the punishment until I come to the recognition, until it is known to me about what happened, then I go ahead and I bring the things. It's Rashi, Ad she yivada lo, she'achal kodesh b'tomei, let's say, kodesh b'tomei, something like that, then I do tshuva. Ein bein, here we go. Ein bein, yediyah b'tchila, aval yesh ba, yediyah b'sof. What am I talking about in bein? Not true. Another case, Ein ba yediyah b'tchila, you're lacking number one. Aval yesh ba yediyah b'sof. In other words, I didn't even realize I was tamei. And then I ate some b'kachim when I was tummy, and then afterwards I figured out what was going on over there. So if anybody did with chilav, yesh by yidia b'sof, sayer and nasa b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper. Then the sayer on Yom Kippur that the blood is done outside, that's b'chutz v'yom kippurim, they are going to be mechaper. Shenemar is a pasuk se'we'we'we'we'we's. You see over here, the other one was the tola, but here it's a complete and total kapara. That itself accomplishes all the kapara. Shenemar milvad chatas hakipurim, like the pasuk says, beside from the chatas of atonement. That what do we learn from this? That almash is zeh mechaper. But for what this one atones, this one is mechaper. Ma pnimi in mechaper el al davar sheish ba yediyah. Just like the inner one is something which atones only for something that is involved with awareness. Says Rashi betchila tachil fina behedya begamar lagamim d'vzayim abeis. Then it's only ella al davar sheish ba yediyah betchila. It's only something you had yediyah bechira. So ma pnimi in mechaper el al davar sheish ba yediyah. Afachitzon in mechaper el al davar sheish ba yediyah. So to the other ones, only doing mechaper and some of the outside. So awareness of the tuma afterwards, after you do the avera, that's the only time, right? So the outer one is going to atone only for something that has that involves awareness. Says Rashi, "My ninu yediyah basof velo betchila." The lo asa lechlal karbon umechaper ze kapara gemura below tliya. V'im tomer kivin shokshu yechaperu shneim al sheyesh bo yediyah betchila v'nafka mina letoma sheira bein lezel ze haparchumar. Okay. Kitzer, we'll get that when we get the chesam base. So, let's just read that sentence one more time. As we said, that if it's aim bein yediyah,
B'tchila v'yesh v'yidiyah b'sof, then sorry, not so b'chutz, yom kippur mechaper. Shemar levad chatas l'kippur, amal man, shezem mechaper, zem mechaper, ma'apini mi'in mechaper, ela, zem v'yidiyah, avchiz, etc. V'al she'ein b'yidiyah, lo b'tchila v'sof. Let's see the situation. The guy didn't know that he was tamei. He did the thing, he ate it, he went to the mikdash, he didn't know afterwards, he didn't know nothing. Then Seiri Aragala Mesiri Shechadash Mechaprim. Ooh, Baruch Hashem. The Sa'ir, the goat of the Regel and that of Rosh Chodesh will give Kapara. Says Rashi, Bechol Regalim Nemru Seiri Chatas. Ube Gemara and Daf Tes, Mefarish Minale De Ashein Ba Yediyah Lo Betchila Velo Besof Mechaper. How do we know that these things are Mechaper without knowing Yediyah before and after? And then even all that's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. There, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seiri Aragalim, Mechaprim, Avalo, Seiri Rosh Chadashim. He says, only the Regalim, but not Rosh Chadashim. Those things are not going to be Mechaper. Says Rashi that Shimon Omer, Seiri Aragalim, Mechaprim, Avalo, Seiri Rosh Chadashim, not Seiri Rosh Chadashim. Valma, Seiri Rosh Chadashim, Mechaprim. Then what are they used for? Beep, turn the page, base on base. Alator Sha'ochel Es HaTamei. They atone for a Torah person who ate something, kachim, that was Tamei. Totally different Zach over there. Says Rashi, right, Beis Mabeis. Adam Tahor Sha'ochel Es HaKodesh Tamei. The Gemara first. Minalei, the Gemara is explaining Tes Mabeis, where you know that from. V'yafalpi Shebachi of Kareis Nitu Kapara Zulakach. You know, there's no Kareis that gives Kapara for such a thing. Rabbi Meir Omer. Let's not forget a couple names over here. We start off in the previous said that these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon said, read it for a person he didn't know before, he didn't know after. So he got this theorem from the Regel, from Rosh Chodesh. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, only Regel, not Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is something else entirely. That's for somebody who's Tahor, ate something which is Tamei. And Meir Omer, Kol HaSeirim Kaparos and Shava, all the Kaparos, all the atonements of the Seirim are Shava, are equal one to the next. They are equal. Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. They are going to give Kapara for Tumah going into the base of Mikdash and for Tumasav, meaning Kadashav, meaning eating Kodesh things. Says the Hilgir Rashi here, Kol Seirim Kaparos and Shava, Kol Seire Musafin, Bein Seir Anase B'Chutz Diyom HaKippurim, Bein Shel Regalim, Bein Shel Rosh Chodeshim, Kaparos and Shava, Kulam Rechaprim Al Kol Bein Al She'ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Sheyesh Ba Yediyah Lo B'Sof, Bein Al She'ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila Lo B'Sof, Bein Al Tar She'achal Es HaTamei V'Nafkumina L'Tumma She'ira Bein Zelazet. The Nafkumina is that if Tumma happens between these cases, Aval Sa'ir Hanase B'Fnim Lo Nechko Alav She'inu Mechaper Im Eilu V'Lo Eilu Tolin Es Tliyaso K'Sheyesh Ba Again, the Gemara is here, Chasma Beis. But Rabbi Meir is, whoa, much more inclusive over here of being mechaper things, right? He says, Kol Asir, Kavazim Shava, Atomas Mikdash, Vikadoshav, you're going to be good. Hi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, like we said a moment ago, that he says, Sire Roshi Chadashim, what do they do? Mechaprim ala Torah she'ochel es ha'tameh. That's like the top of this page. Like we saw the end of the previous one going to the top of this page. Vishal regalim mechaprim al she'ein ba yediyah lo v'tchilo v'sof. And you didn't know from before. After that's what regalim doing. Vishal yom ha'kippurim mechaprim al she'ein ba yediyah v'tchila aval yesh ba yediyah v'sof. Amru lo wawaw. They said to him, ma'u she'irvu zeh. Bazeh. So the Chachamim asked Rabbi Shimon, what's the din about whether they may be sacrificed one in place of another? Rashi brings up what the question is. The reason we brought all these down is in order to get to this particular question. Let's say you have a seir that was set aside to be brought as a karban and as a musaf on Yom Kippur, and they got lost and found after Yom Kippur. Can it be used now for the musaf of a chag or of Rosh Chodesh? Right? Are these things equal to one another? Amr lahan yikervu, he said, yup, you're allowed to do it. Amr lo, hol ve'in kaparas and shava, hech graven zebezeh. Since their kaparas are not equal, how could that be the case? Says Rashi, v'halo kishahufrish lo lechaper al kaparazu hufrish. You weren't mafrishing in order for this kapara. For Rabbi Meir, deka amr laha, bishlami yamrinan kulan
kaparos and shavav, we say they're all their kaparos are equal, then yikarev, you could yikarev. Shere kulam kapara achas mechaperin ela leditcha zehu fush lechaper al she'en bar yediyah betchila v'yesh bar yediyah basof. Hech yikarev lechaper beregel al she'en bar yediyah lo betchila v'lo basof. Abar shchorosh lechaper al tar shachal tatame. If you don't hold these things are not equal to each other. What's going on? So Amalehan, Hashem said back, Kulan boyin lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. All of them are coming to atone for tuma of the Beisam Mikdash and Kachim. Even though in the Chinami, they're being mechaper for different types, you know, variations of the Isser, they're coming to give a kapar for the same thing. And that is a shogeg iser of tuma of going to Beisam Mikdash or eating Kachim. And therefore, you're allowed to go and bring one instead of the other. It says Rashi, kol dehu, kulam bayin lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav kol dehu, v'keivan, you know, that's the ikar of what's going on. The keivan debekach, shoven, v'alfa pishakabar sayin, chalukos yachal hu likarev, dehal lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadashav hufresh, v'al tumas mikdash v'kadashav likarev. That's the reason why he was bringing it. That's why he was being makrevit. Done. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishmo. Shimon Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Shimon. Says Rashi Mishmo Shem Rabbi Shimon. Sam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So therefore he says Shimon the whole time. Shimon ben Yochai. So Shimon Yehuda saying Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Sviru shechadoshim mechaprim ala Torah she'achol es hatame. Yeah, which is exactly what we saw so far. Mosif alehen. Shall regal him, shemechapin al tahor shachal satame, and it goes even more. Oh, I'm sorry. Mosif aleihem, what goes above and beyond them, is the goats that are brought on the regalim. Shemechapin al tahor shachal satame, a tahor person who eats something tame. Va'al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchiv lo b'sof, and the situation of shogeg where there's no yediyah in the beginning or at the end. This is another version of his view over here. So according to this, the regel sa'ir is going to be mechaper for a situation of tuma that didn't have any yediyah at all, addition to the idea of a kapar for the shchodes sa'ir does. So mosif aleihem, and it's adding to them. Mosif aleihem shel yom kippurim, and even going adding onto that is the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur. Right? There was only one Musaf Sa'ir brought in Yom Kippur. Shemechaperin, which atone in the plural, must be talking about those many Yom Kippurs. One each year for many years. Okay, the Bach changes it to the Mechaper. So Musaf Aleim, so Yom Kippurim, Shemechaperin al Atar Sha'achal Asatami, is also Mechaper for a Tar that ate something which is Tame. V'al shem ba yediyah lo b'tchila lo b'sof. V'al shem ba yediyah b'tchila avol yesh ba yediyah b'sof. Oh, adding even another part to this. Amr lo amav sheikav uzav azeh. Can you go and you can substitute one for another if it gets got lost and you find it? Amr lo am in. Yup, you can go ahead and you can do it for a musaf of another day. Amr lo am kain yu shal yom kippurim kreifim b'resh chadashim. The Chacham said, if what you're saying is true, then okay, I get the fact that the Yom Kippur can be brought in Rosh Chodesh. Because the one that's set for the Musaf Yom Kippur was for a Kapara, which is inclusive, right, of that which is a Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Aval heich shel Rosh Chodeshim kreivim Yom Kippur. It's a lower level thing. It's not encompassing. It's encompassed. The Chaper Kapara Shein HaShalah wants to make an atonement, a Kapara, that's not connected to it. Right, you want to say the sire set up except for Rosh Chodesh gets lost and found and it could be used for Yom Kippur. How could you use for a Musaf Yom Kippur when it was originally set up to give a kapara for less things than what a Musaf of Yom Kippur is able to do? Amar Lahem, Amar Lahem. So Rabbi Shimon said, Kulan Ba'in Lechapar al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. All they're coming to be Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Even though there's nuances, at the same time, you're able to use this for that. Okay, Viter. this is a new, these are new in Yonim now. Don't forget, we're still in the Mishnah here. There's a lot going on. There's actually, if you look in Mishnayos, this is split up to a number of different Mishnayos, but they put it here into one big Mishnah shtickle. So now, goes says the Mishnah, Val Zadon, now it's not Shogeg, it's Zadon. Someone's been mazed. Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav. He goes in on purpose. He knows he's Tamei. He goes in basically making sure he eats Kachem straight up, right? We saw that in, if I remember correctly, Tesvav? No, Yudalad. Enough Yudalad in Malkus, right? Somebody does it on purpose, gets Malkus. Val Zadon Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav. I mean, that's a Tamei Shogeg, right? So someone who's coming here is doing it on purpose. Sayer Nasa Bifnim V'Yom Kippurim Mechaprim, which is unbelievable. The Sayer of Yom Kippur that are done inside, that are done Bifnim, and Yom Kippur itself are going to be Mechaper. The Mefarshim say this is only talking about if he wasn't warned beforehand. If he was, then he's going to get Malkus for it. But if he wasn't warned, then this is a rare situation that what's going to happen. We learn out in Daf Yud Beis Zun Beis that a Sa'ir is going to be mechaper even for something done b'mezid. So it has to be Yom Kippurim mechaper. Shar averos shebetorah on other averos chalila in the Torah hakalos v'chamuros, light ones or heavy ones. Kalav chamur. Come on, we'll explain what that means. Hazdonos v'ashgagos. Right, something did it b'mezid or b'shogeg. Hoda v'loda, whether he knew about it, or he didn't know about it, says Rashi. We can remember first. I'll explain what that means. Asay velosasay, Mrs. Losay, Kresos, and Mrs. Bezdin. Sayer Hamishtaleach Mechaper, the Sayer, the he goat, that gets sent to Azalzel, that is going to be Mechaper. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen, Mashuach. It's the same for Yisrael, a Kohen and a Kohen, Mashuach. Echad the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, "We're going to parach Maika Amr Shabbatchila Hishvam Bahadar Tani." My Ben Yisrael go out, and first they put them the same, then they say there's differences. So anyway, so Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen, Mashuach. My Ben Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Mashuach. What's the difference between them? Which is a strange statement that we just addressed over here. Ella Shapar Mechaper la Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. Only that the par, the bull, is going to be Mechaper for the Kohanim and for their Tumah of Mikdash and Kadashav, going to the Mikdash or eating Kachim. Rashi says, Ella Shapar Mechaper la Kohanim, Ella Shapar Mechaper la Kohanim, Kol Shesair Hapanimi Mechaper la Yisrael, the Haina Tlia Sisurim, something which is being told of the Yisurim, the Yeshba Yediyah Betchila Velobasov, Vizadon Tuma Mikdash Vikadashov, Vachin Kapar Sayer Chiton, Parosh al Koin, Akarev, Biom Kippurim, Befnim, Kemoshim Furish, Vachemos, Mechaper la Kohanim, Kedil Gomar. These things are Mechaper the Kohanim. For Rabbi Shimon, right? Whenever kapara or tliya is affected for the yidden by the two seirim of Yom Kippur, if the inner one and the outer one is affected for the kohanim and the kohen gadol, by the kohen gadol's par, his bull offering, whose blood are done inside on Yom Kippur, ella shapar mechaper al kohanim al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. That's what it means to the difference. Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadama Sa'ir, Hanase Befnim Mechaper Yisrael, just like the blood of the Sa'ir, the goat, a he goat of Yom Kippur, that the blood is done inside, is a kapara for Yisraelim and not for Kohanim. Pardon, for Yisraelim. Kach Dama Par Mechaper Kohanim, so to the Dama of the Par is going to be for the Kohanim. Kishem Shavidoi Shel Sa'ir Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael. And just like the vidoy, the confession over the he-goat that goes to Azazel is a kapar for Yisrael, kach vidoy, viduyo shel par mechaper l'kohanim, that the equivalent of that would be the vidoy over the par, over the bull for the kohanim. Holy moly, my friends, what a Mishnah, what an exciting start, looking forward to going forward. P'siyata d'shemaya, be able to learn Hashem's Torah. I want to thank you all for joining me. Baal Stuff again for those who finished Makos. Welcome for those who are joining us. And my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.